hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one. Bye. Enjoy the show.
So, speaking of which, we now go to Alicia's house. And Rosie shows up, and she's got some pink balloons. She's got all her pink stuff. And she's very excited because they're going to be decorating little ducks for a tradition amongst Jeep Wrangler drivers called ducking. Something I had not heard of. I've heard of things like punch bug or whatever it is when you see like a Volkswagen VW buggy. What'd you say?
Slug bug, where if you see a Volkswagen, you punch each other in the arm and you say,
right. But I hadn't heard of people putting little ducks on Jeep Wranglers. And I looked it up, and apparently it started in Canada in 2020. It's a really relatively new fad. And now I guess they all do it to each other.
Honestly, came back when Liz was cast on TV. Because honestly, anybody in the scene with her better be.
Ducking?
Yeah. Self-defense at this point. Self-preservation.
It feels like... I don't know. Is there, can we start a Kia tradition beyond just stealing them, everyone? That was Kia's big contribution to pop culture, was that like people on TikTok were just breaking in and stealing them. Can we do a good Kia thing? But how about instead of leaving ducks, why don't we leave bags of Tate's cookies? Just in case someone driving a Kia might want some. I'm not saying who might want them, but like, let's call it Tating. We're going to leave Tate's cookies on Kias. Any Kias. Especially Kia Sportages.
This is those little rubber ducks, and you decorate them, and I guess you give them to other Jeep Wrangler people. So very exciting. So they're going to make these crafts with Alicia's daughter, who's dressed like a princess.
Yes.
And so they come in, and they're making these little ducks, and they're talking about the ride at Sinatra Night and how terrifying it was. And Alicia's like, yeah, you know what? Liz should have come to my house with, like, balloons and ducks. That's what I would have done if I crushed someone's soul. Really, what'd you do to the lady that you ran over? Because I think you just kept driving.
She wasn't a Jeep Wrangler driver, so I couldn't do an anything for her.
You have little ducks in your glove compartment for people that you hit in crosswalks.
To be fair, Alicia probably leaves little crackers everywhere on people's cars. Or at least slices of pizza.
Yeah.
So Rosie is like, Selena, we have to decorate these ducks. I need your help. Do you know what ducking is with Jeeps? And Selena's like, you put ducks on there? She's like, yeah. And then you go and you find other Jeeps and you put ducks on them. And then so we have to decorate our ducks. And the pink ones come with crowns and sunglasses. And Alicia's like, I'm dead. Oh my God. I love her. This is great. I love her so much.
Yeah. And Rosie's like, I love getting ducks. I get ducked all the time.
Feels wasteful also. Like, you have to, first of all, buy all these ducks, and then you have to leave them on people's cars, and then you receive a duck, and then you have ducks. Or do you just keep paying it forward and giving other people the ducks, or do you just, like, amass a collection of ducks, and then you just have, like, this collection of ducks, and people come over and say, oh my God, why do you have so many ducks? People have been leaving them for me on my car.
I just don't feel like that would work where I live. Where I live in Texas, I live in a suburb, and I'm elder, you know, so we all drive, like, Lexuses. You are like old ladies and Lexuses. If there was like a Lexus thing that you put on the other old ladies' cars, you'd get shot.
I'll tell you what goes on. I'll tell you what they do with the Lexuses probably. It's probably notes that are like, excuse me, you parked a bit too close to my Lexus. And we'll just leave notes. Excuse me.
It's just a little duck you squeeze in and it goes, we all overpaid for a Toyota.
So Alicia is like, I really love these pink ducks. I don't think you understand how much I love the pink ducks. And Rosie says, well, I know you like birds. That's why I was like, look, I can't get you a real bird, but at the very least I can get you one of these. It's a disco duck and she's ready for Studio 54. So I couldn't get you a real bird. I know you desperately would love a parrot or a parakeet or a cockatiel. So instead I got you a rubber ducky with little sunglasses on it that you can't even keep because you have to put it on a car, a stranger's car.
I love how these lines work. She goes, yeah, this is Disco Duck. She's ready for Studio 54. And then Alicia goes, speaking of Liz.
Well, I guess technically Liz had the Studio 54 party.
I know. It's just
but it's still such a funny transition.
Because Disco Duck, you know, it's like the lips and everything. Like, I didn't answer her because I wasn't ready. And I'm like, I don't even want to fight back for her because it's like too much family history, you know? And like, when talking about it with my family, it brought back like so many memories.
And we see her talking to her aunts at Twin Oaks. Oh my God, Twin Oaks. I saw that the aunts were doing some sort of event at Twin Oaks. Be like, come meet Alicia's aunts at Twin Oaks.
Like, remember when I talked about Liz and the custody aunts being like, fuck her. Oh yeah, says we ain't homeless. That's disrespecting me. Eh?
You know, it was nice to have my family be like, you know, like validate me, but like also like I've been through like a lot. So like, don't discredit me, you know, because like that's the thing too. Like, I think I'm going to have to see her. I don't know. And Rosie goes, well, what are you going to do this weekend for the Arabian Nights party? She's, I don't know. I don't know what type of cracker I should bring. What's a good Arabian cracker? Do you think Triscuits, right? I don't know. It's a lot of straw. What about like a Cheez-It? I don't know. What's an Arabian cracker? I'm really stressed about this.
We see flashbacks of Rula being like, hi, ladies, thinking about having a party at my house, Arabian Nights. Come for the belly dancer, stay for the toe lift.
I really don't want to see her. And Rosie's like, well, you're going to have to see her. So, like, what are you going to do? I don't know. The thing is, like, because, like, I don't want to be in this position anymore that I feel this way. It just puts me in a bad situation. Like, do you think you're going to talk to Kelsey?
And she's like, no, I mean, we'll just have our own party this weekend. We won't go. She's like, yeah. Like, sorry, guys. I'm just, like, so sick. I'm just so sick. I have a wicked bad cough or something.
Although, I guess Rula really, she's like, well, you should pull a Rula. Although, I guess Rula really is sick, and I kind of feel bad. Oh, well. Anyway, can't wait to confront her with the fact that her husband's cheating on her again with a video.
Like, oh, I can't talk to her about the video. I can't do it. Like, is there a kind of duck that you can put on someone's car when their husband's cheating on them?
What's the duck? Well, she needs to know what's going on.
Why? No, she doesn't. And Rosie's like, we can't just keep talking behind her back. We have to tell her. This is why this show doesn't have a vacation.
Our only vacation is a day at Block Island. Okay, we got to tell her. So, by the way, they're talking about all this right in front of Selena. And Selena's like, Mama, should I put the crown on the sidewalk? And Rosie's like, oh my God, that's such a good idea. Look how cute it is. She's like,
yeah, and that because it looks like a fancy Blake the Boss.
I don't even know what that means, Blake the Boss.
So now we go over to everybody getting ready. And Kelsey's laser removing her armpit hair. Fun times. Alicia's FaceTiming Joe Ellen. And she's like, are you with your kids? Oh, you're with Gary? Hi, Gary. Gary's like, hey, yeah, it's me, Gary. How's everything going with you? You know, it's like Gary talks like that. He's like, what's going on with the body tonight? We're going to go over this body and have a good time for Arabian Nights. Nobody starts no shit at the Arabian Nights. I'm going to handle that. I'll tell you. You know what? If someone starts something with you, you just keep your head held high, Toots. All right? It's going to be good.
He's also wearing this shirt that says, like, Gary's Mortgage Bonds. Like,
yeah. That.
This is the guy I'm going to go to get my mortgage bonds for my house. This guy right here with the t-shirt.
I love it though because everybody else is wearing like their lover boy merch or their whatever soft bar. Y'all. Oh. Gary's like, I can get it on that train. Gary's Mortgages.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same appeal. So anyway, they're Alicia.
Gary's Mortgage House.
Mortgage House. Hey, I hear there's a pool party coming up. I mean, I got to go to it and tell everyone about mortgages.
Yeah.
My interest rate is high. So Rosie is there too. So Rosie, Alicia, and Joellen are all FaceTiming. And Joellen's like, so what are you and Rosie getting ready for? Like, where are you guys going? And she's, well, we actually got invited to Rula's Arabian Night dinner party tonight. So we're going there. She's like, oh, I wasn't invited. So obviously she's not comfortable around me.
Yeah, you know, like, Rula's had an Aladdin-themed party. Like, what does she think? She's Princess Jasmine? Does she think she has a lamp? And, like, Genie, tell my husband not to cheat on me. Ooh, burn. That was a Rula burn.
She had to get there. It took her a moment.
Yeah.
Like, what? She thinks she's Princess Jasmine? She has her lamp. She has, like, a Genie. Genie's like, never had a friend like me. You never had a friend like me, Joellen, because I showed you the video. Ha. So, there. Aladdin burn.
She might want to tell that blonde lady to stop letting... Let the husband ride her magic carpet. Am I right?
Am I right? King Ali
Magical He, Alia Babwa. Okay. How about we talk to Babwa Walters, the ghost of, because she could ask a lot of questions. And maybe then she could get to the bottom of why Brian was cheating on you. I got there, guys. I eventually got there.
So we go to Rulis, and the Arabian Nights party is getting set up. And she's getting a huge headdress put on her as Brian orders his first drink. And he's like, wow, look at this. I feel like I need a stack of ones. Ha, you look great, huh? You look great. God, my wife looks like a damn stripper. So good.
Thank you. I'm trying to give you a little dance. And Rulo's like, Brian and I, we're good, ready to roll. We're ready to host. I'm ready for tonight because it's going to be a party. It's our end of the summer party, Arabian Nights, because we haven't had a party all summer. So we're going to have an end of the summer party.
She's like, la, 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 la. Sabrina Carpenter's like, stop it. I don't like that.
Does Sabrina Carpenter have...
What'd
you say?
You didn't see what that was. It was like at Coachella or one of those. And Sabrina Carpenter was performing and someone went, la, 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 la. She went, ew, what? And she's like, oh, you know, that's my, it's ethnic. It's like a call, you know, it's my ethnicity, you know, it's my heritage. And Sabrina goes, oh, I don't like that. And then she got in all this trouble. So she had to apologize the next day. She's like,
I didn't like that.
Sorry, I didn't understand the ethnic, you know, importance of that. And I'm really sorry.
See, when you said it, I was like, I'm feeling like there's like a pop culture reference I'm not getting right now. Like something happened that I missed. But I also liked it just being totally out of context of like Sabrina Carpenter weighing in on this moment. Like, no, I draw the line here.
Ew, I don't like it.
So they're saying cheers and stuff. And then Ashley and Jared show up first. And Rula's like, oh, you too. I have to kiss her first. Hi, how are you? Who is this man who's holding a latte for me? Jared, I got your latte. It's ready for you. Okay, is there a Cindy here? Got your flat white.
And she kisses Ashley. Now she's like, oh my God, I don't know why, but I thought you'd do like a double kiss. She goes, no, I'm Lebanese. We do three. Well, three more than my husband gives me.
Three, that probably blew her mind. A triple kiss? I didn't even know you could even go further than a double. Whoa. So she says she hasn't seen Rilla in so long, and she's like really interested in seeing how Rilla is next to Brian, like hosting this party with Brian. Like, because like, how do you look at somebody in the face and have a conversation that's just like, we know that you're seeing another woman?
Oh, you're from The Bachelor.
Yeah, seriously.
Hey, what are you acting like this is something new? You dated 30 men at a time, Ashley. Okay?
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So, Nisha's like, I love an Arabian night. You know, like, this camels, sand, you know, maybe a donkey.
Billy's like, why a donkey? I don't know. Just got into the feeling of it, you know? I just hope there's like a lot of people. So that way, if I see Lizzie, it's like not going to be Aqua.
Yeah, Billy's like, whatever. Why stress out? Come on. Like, if there's a problem, just say there's a problem. Just work it out. Come on. What are you, nuts?
Yeah. I always have to have my guy up with Liz because I have to like put on my armor just to be around her. And like my heart's racing because of her. So it's like a scar.
So now Liz and Jerry are arriving. And Liz is like, well, I haven't spoken to Alicia because she chooses to ignore me. But, you know, Jer, I blurted out what I blurted out, and then I apologize. So I see her, I'll smile, and I'll be cordial. Okay?
He's like, why is she that mad?
Well, apparently, I think that my reaction was knee-jerk. And like, if I could take it back, I would. Like, I guess the word homeless has different meanings for people. Just as the word scary apparently means different things too. But if she wants to talk, we'll talk. Come what may. I just want to have a good time if that's possible.
Yeah, but she's got those crossing, like, flittering eyes that, like, do the... Like, they vibrate right in the center different ways. So.
She's, like, ready for someone to say the word ongoing.
The ongoing and such? No, we're not doing that.
All I wanted was to go to the seawall with Dino.
Not the ongoing.
So they show up and they say hi, and Kelsey's Billy goes to get her a drink. And so Ashley and Jared are talking, and Ashley's like, well, Jared has to leave in 10 minutes. He's like, yeah, Fridays I do trivia. I'm like, bro.
Come on, Jared.
Like, it's like a Friday night, and it's like a big party. It's your wife's show. It's your show. You're talking about bringing income in. You can bring someone else in to do the trivia. He's probably thinking in his mind, no, I have to do it because I was on The Bachelor, so people want to see me.
Dude. Right, they're coming for me. They're coming for Jared. Jared's trivia night.
Yeah, bro. Just give it a rest, okay? Reschedule.
It's like, speaking of trivia, I wanted to apologize to you guys because of trivia, at your trivia thing. And he's like, you're fine. And Ashley's like, it was so funny. It was very entertaining. We loved it. She's like, well, the first time you yelled, I was like, oh, shit. She goes, I don't even think anybody heard me, y'all, because you guys were yelling so much. Like, everybody was under the table. I was going crazy.
So we saw a flashback to trivia night. And then Rula goes, I missed something, didn't I? That's the story of Rula. That should just be your tagline for the season. Yeah. I missed something, didn't I? My name's Rula, and I missed something.
Like, yeah, you missed it. Kelsey and Rosie were just so in love with each other. Meanwhile, Rosie and Rich arrive. And now she's like, oh my God, she's wearing a fire outfit. I'm so jealous.
So Kelsey says, the best thing that me and Rosie can do at this point is just to coexist. Like, you don't have to be friends with me, and I don't have to necessarily be friends with you. And we can just be, like, kosher.
So Rosie comes, and she's like, I'm evil Aladdin.
And Jared's like, you're evil Jasmine. Oh, whatever.
So now Kelsey and Bill are by themselves talking about how they're going to go canoodle. And Rosie's like, well, I've accepted that Kelsey is never going to see me. She's never going to understand me. She's never going to ask me basic questions. So she's supposed to hate me, so whatever.
So now guess what? Jared's going to have to leave soon. Yeah. So trivia sad. Night.
It's a big deal.
Big deal. Trivia night.
So now Lisa comes and goes to say hi to Rula. And she's like, oh my God, she's so excited to be at a party. Like, I want to have fun at a party because it's a party. Like, she's having it at a summer party and it's summer. They haven't had one yet. I don't want to talk about the affair video. Don't make me do it. Please.
Oh my God. And Rosie, you look absolutely gorgeous. I love the way it looks. You know, it's very hard for me. Like, I don't want to tell her. I can't do it at her party. But like, I don't want to be like Liz and ruin all the fun and tell Rula about the video. I can't. So Rosie, they're just sort of making small talk. And Rosie's asking if Alicia's seen Liz yet. And,
and they've got this big, intricate leaf on someone's hand. And Rosie goes, oh my God, really cute. Looks like a weed leaf.
Like, thanks. Sabrina Carpenter's like, I don't like that, Hannah. So then Alicia's asking Jared if he drinks because he still hasn't left, but don't worry guys, in case you're worried if he is gonna leave, he has this to say: don't worry, I drank. I had one, but I gotta get going. I'm almost in trivia. So guys, trivia's still looming on the horizon for Jared. He hasn't left yet, but he will be leaving for trivia.
Yeah, so Liz comes in and everyone's like, oh my God, it's Liz. What are we going to do with Liz? Oh, we're all terrified of Liz. Ah! And so Rosie is checking with Alicia. She's like, you nervous? She's like, oh my God, I'm so nervous. Like, this is so scary. What am I going to do? Liz, what if she says I'm not homeless again? It's going to be crazy.
It's nerve-wracking. So Dolores shows up and so does Liz, basically the same person. And Dolores is like, oh my God, look at her. Are you going to belly dance for us tonight, Rula? Look, she's flashing. Look how shiny. I'm starstruck all over again. It's like I'm seeing Senator Liz again. Wow, amazing.
And Rosie is really pushing Alicia to go confront Liz, but she won't do it. She's like, oh God, I just need to go off the vibe. And Rosie's like, just be the bigger person, okay? Oh no, this is about Rula. Oh no, it is about Liz.
That's about Rose. It's about Liz.
I saw Kelsey and I didn't talk to her and I'm fine with that. I'm not going to be the bigger person, but you can try it.
So Ash is like, I'm actually feeling like divisions here at this Arabian Nights party. Like, there's friction between Rosie and Kelsey right now. And then Alicia and Liz had this huge fight with Rula. And then, like, just, like, trying to figure out the magic carpet rise. Because, like, I would love to escape the awkwardness. God, Calgon, take me away.
So they all make a cheers. And then Rula comes in wearing this crazy lit cape.
Mm-hmm.
Which will make me laugh every time I see it. It just reminds me of the stripper part of Gypsy when all the strippers come out and one
yes.
all Christmas lights and stuff. You gotta get a gimmick if you're gonna get a end.
Well, what cracked me up was not when she necessarily came out with it, because she came out was doing like a little bit of a dance. She had the wings. And it was like the lights were flashing. It was like, okay, fine. But then when she was like done with it and then it's just like talking with people, her whole dress was flashing, just kept on flashing. It's like, we're trying to tell you about how your husband's having an affair. Could you like turn off your dress, please? Thank you.
So this is an Aladdin themed party, but then we have the candlesticks from Beauty and the Beast come out as the belly dancer, wearing like a whole candelabra on her head. So she comes out and she starts dancing while the other women are like, oh my God, should we talk to her about her husband cheating video? And meanwhile, the belly dancer's like, ooh, like kind of grinding in the like, oh yeah, good, maybe.
It's a celebration of the Michael Eisner era of Disney. Like, here comes the Lion King. So then, they're watching the belly dancer. And of course, Brian is like, Brian starts, he's actually dancing with the belly dancer at one point. He's doing this little jig. It's like the first time he's shown any energy all season long is with that belly dancer.
Yeah. So, then Rula starts doing the call again. She's like, la, 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 la. And she's like, I love a good belly dance. So does your husband. Look at him.
Yeah.
Motorboating the belly dancer.
Seriously, he's going to have lots of wax on his head from all the candles.
The other guests are like, oh my God, Brian, close your eyes. And Kelsey's like, yeah, I'm sure Brian has a lot of bellies and titties shaking in front of him. This is just another day for him.
So Rich starts talking to Billy, as in Kelsey's Billy. And he's like, Billy, you know what? I just want there to be peace, you know, just to be able to be in the same place where there isn't hostility, you know. It's like, yeah, I know. I want Kelsey to smooth it over. Yeah, you know, Rosie can be a little stubborn with stuff, but I think she can get there as well. You know, women with women fights, okay? Let's make them be good, okay?
Yeah, let's make these crazy women talk to each other. Women, am I right? Let's
women.
He's getting in the way of a good night, am I right?
Am I right?
So meanwhile, Alicia is nervous to talk to Liz. She's like, as much as I don't want to talk to her ever again, like, I just don't want negative energy. You know, I don't want to feel like, I don't like that feeling.
So she goes up to Liz and Dolores. She's like, hi. Hi, guys. How you doing? And Dolores like, oh, Alicia, how are you? She's like, hi, Liz. How you doing? Hi. And then everyone just pretty much goes away. She's like, oh, okay. Don't go. Okay. I guess it's me. All right. So as much as I just want to tell America this, as much as I never want to talk to Liz again, I don't want that negative energy around me. And I want to feel free. And I don't want to feel like, I don't want to have fun.
So she goes up to her and she's like, listen, I can't hit you. I can't hit you. Okay. I can't hit you. I can't quit you. Okay. I just like, I needed some time away. And Liz is like, listen, I never got a moment to have compassion for you, Dolly, because I was being tag teams. And it was very difficult being tag teams. And never once did Joellen say, hey, Alicia, you know Liz is hot. And I'm going to make it really simple. I blurted something out that I should not have. And I apologize. In no means did I mean to belittle. You're never having a house. You're never not having a house. But I'm not mad. And I don't want to fight with you ever. I don't want to fight with you ever.
Listen, I love her. I love you. Cheers. I really do. This is like a huge deal for Liz to apologize. I hope she means it because I hope she realizes how much anxiety and pain she caused me that night, because I'll forgive her, but like, I'm not going to forget her.
And so they say, I love you to each other and it's over.
See? Yeah.
The end. So then Liz is like, you know what? Things just blew out of my mouth before I had time to think about them 20 times.
But, you know, I never really mean to hurt anybody, ever. I'm not like this heartless, angry, you. What are you moving the camera for? Do I look like I'm moving? Stay fucking still if you want to keep your fucking hands. I'm this evil, heartless woman, but I'm really not. I'm just a woman who wanted to go to the seawall with Dino.
Well, meanwhile, let's have the men fix things for the women, okay? So now the Rich and Billy have gotten Kelsey and Rosie together, and Rich is like, you know what? She was just saying that she was cold. And Kelsey's like, yeah, that's why I've been hanging out at the heater, right? Okay, well, speaking of thawing things, we're going to try to warm it up. So, you know, we're just going to try to resolve what transpired, because, like, we should be able to come to a party and have a good time with that and not have to worry about hostility from what transpired, you know?
And the women are just quiet by these heat lamps, like, this fucking bitch. You know, like, they hate each other. And Rosie's like, I don't want to have a problem. I mean, I'm on the news. So, like, I mean, I kind of need to get along with people. So, like, I mean, I just want to get along with you. And Kelsey's like, yeah, like, look, I didn't mean to beat the dead horse. You know what I mean? But sometimes the horse is lying there, and you're like, get out of the road, and you kick it a couple of times. So I did a joke. And then we see the joke of her in her stupid car being like,
it's the square footage, police. What is this, 8,000 square feet or 8,000 inches?
Look, I don't want to beat a dead horse, even if that dead horse does live in a stable that's much smaller than it said it lived in. So Rosie is like, you know what? I think it's important to say that's, like, not a real apology and is the worst apology I got in my entire life. It's like, okay. Just, so Rosie says, I apologize for my reaction. We should just, like, move forward. And Kelsey's like, I agree. Okay.
Yeah, they both agree and they move on. So now...
not resolved whatsoever, I'd also like to add.
Yeah, they both still hate. Then they cut to them and like, still hate the bitch.
Yeah.
So now Rula is with Rosie and Alicia, and Rula's still blinking on and off. You know, it's like, I'm having the best time.
This is the first time, like, because she's been compared to Teresa a lot. They sort of have that same energy, but, like, Teresa uses her eyes to blink, but this is the first time we've seen someone actually use their dress to blink. Mm-hmm. And so Alicia is like, well, you look beautiful tonight. And Rosie goes, yeah, I love the eyeliner. It's, like, so good. And I feel like you've missed so much recently, Rula. She's like, I have, but you know, I got my toenail. I hit a vanity. It was hard for me.
Well, you were a pretty big topic of conversation at the Newport Mansion weekend. Oh God, I'm so afraid to say it. Why are you afraid? I mean, it's just so messed up what we learned at the mansion. You haven't heard about what we learned at the mansion? And Alicia's like, I got goosebumps. Look.
It's a new brand of cracker, actually. Delicious. So Rosie's like, you don't know about the video, Rula? Rula's like, I know nothing about the video. So Alicia's mad because she doesn't want to be part of this, and she didn't realize that Rosie was going to bring this up. So Rosie's like, oh, well, do you want to know what's in the video, maybe? Like, okay, so here's what happened. Joellen called all of us downstairs, and she shows all of us in the living room of the mansion, and Rula, I think you should know what's in the video because it was dated the day before Polo. And so it's like, it's not an old video.
But then how do you know the whole date is valid on it? Oh my God, your husband really has you so screwed up.
I know.
Question. The husband really has her believing that this woman is going around, you know, changing the digital identities, the identity markers on every video. Come on, Rula.
Seriously. And Rosie goes, well, because on the car, which they keep on saying this, it's like on the car, somehow the date is showing on the vehicle, and I don't know how that happens. Do you know?
No, I didn't know what that meant, because on the car.
I don't understand that. But Rosie goes, I mean, it's just like it's this blonde woman kissing and hugging him. And I just felt weird having this information, not telling you about it, because everyone's talking about it. I just felt like if it was me and that happened, I would want someone to tell me.
And Rula's like, well, why aren't you telling me any of this, Alicia? And she's like, because I don't want to know. And I just don't want to know. I'm sorry.
So Rosie says that they just want to protect Rula, you know, but it's out there. And Rula's like, I'm not really appreciating the fact that Rose, you chose this time, which, in case you forgot, is my end of the summer party, because we haven't had a party yet this summer. But she chose this time and place. This place, of course, is my house, to share this information, because I haven't seen any video. Do I even see this thing? Do I even consider this thing? Like, how do I verify? Do I get upset with Brian? Like, I don't want to process this. I don't, like, have the bandwidth. I've got to figure out where to put my flashing dress. How do I turn it off? There's, like, bigger questions in my life right now.
So Brian comes over, and Rosie's like, yeah, I mean, it was very odd to be called into her room, you know, Brian, you know. And she's like, they're talking about some video the day before Polo that came out. I was like, I don't want to know. And Rosie's like, well, I mean, Brian, it was canoodling and kissing and hugging, leaving your house. You know, there's a timestamp on it. I mean, and he goes, yeah, she changed the timestamp. That's what they do. That's what whores do.
Just do that.
Every whore's got a digital timestamp changer in the thong, all right, that they pull out.
Rosie's like, she's like, well, I don't know who Joellen is getting her information from. He goes, I trust her as much as gas station sushi.
I heard that one before. I like it.
Well, you know, there could be different levels of gas station sushi, okay? Like, what about the place in Texas? What's the place in Texas we always go to?
Bucky's.
Bucky's. I wouldn't actually trust sushi from there at all.
I wouldn't trust the Bucky sushi either.
So, yeah. I'm going to look up how difficult is it to change the date of a video you shot on your iPhone. It's not difficult at all. You can easily change the display date and time of a video right inside the built-in iOS Photos app. Open the Photos app, tap on the video you want to edit, swipe up the video or tap the info button, tap adjust, and use the calendar and clock to select the new date and time you want.
Oh. Well, you're welcome, cheaters. Lesson.
Is it really that simple? That's cray-cray.
I guess, but it's not the point. It's like there's a video of you making out with this woman at her house and like hugging her for 10 minutes. Like, who cares? Rilla's whole thing of like, oh, but that was then. I already forgave him for that. This is all old videos. Rilla, that there's this many videos that keep popping up, or like many pieces of evidence, I guess I should say.
I'm making a video of you, and I just made it, and now I'm going to see if I can change the date on it easily, because this could be adjust. Huh. It really is that easy. Guess what? I made this video 5 days ago. Wow. Okay, this is, I guess they do have a, except the thing is this, I don't, well,
he's, there's still,
my mind is like blown by this.
The video is still made. Like, I don't care when the, and the fact
exactly
that jumps right up and says, change the date of the video. You know, he's got that like ready to go.
I will
leave you, Brian.
I will also say, by the way, that like they said that it's not because of the timestamp on the video itself. They said it's because there was something on the car. It was like right there that could not have been adjusted or manipulated. So there it is.
So Rula's like, it's almost like the Joellen bug is coming through even without Joellen being here. You could wear designer, but that doesn't make you not a cockroach.
Just got ruled real hard. Rosie's
cockroaches and Gucci are like, fuck off. Like,
so then Brian goes, I mean, it's not like Joellen. I mean, Joellen is our friend.
Classy. So now you're calling a woman a hoe, Brian. You're really just stacking up the points there, buddy.
When you're the one who's cheating. He goes, there's so many things about her that I don't say it. I take the high road. Do you take the high road? You're the one that's cheating. You're literally cheating and you just called her Joellen.
If you take the high road, it's only because that's like where makeout point is, you know? So Rilla's like, Rosie, I feel like you're not coming makeout from point. That place. And yeah, like when is that in a low place? It's always the top of a hill somewhere, you know?
No, I just, yeah. I love it.
Commercials, here comes one right now.
So now they all do a shot together. And then Rosie walks away. She's like, well, we did it. I mean, it didn't go well, but we tried our best. And Rula's like, I just am trying to move past everything. And right when I'm moving in the right direction, another bomb gets dropped on me. I don't know what to do with it, but I'm going to figure it out. I have my ways.
Do you? What are your ways? We have yet to see them. So they're doing some shots, and then they like all do, you know, Alicia goes,
bitches love summer. That's what we should cheers to. Bitches love summer. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Bitches love summer. So that's how they end that party. And just when you think the episode's over,
it's not, because now we're going over to Potter's Cove, which, as you may remember, is Kelsey's favorite beach, right? Wasn't this the same place, the dingy beach? And now she's there and she's dragged Liz over there, and they've got some contraptions to go clamming.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny watching people go clamming. I didn't know this is how you do it. Like, you rake the sand and then what?
I want to do it. The last time I saw something like this was when they went to Top Chef Portland, and they went to the beach and they sort of dug up clams and stuff. But it didn't look like this.
So they're, of course, gossiping. They're like, Rhode Island is known for its like clams and clamming. And like, I don't know the odd of clamming.
We're known for clamming. So Liz is like, hey, I've done this in so many years. I haven't done this since I was a kid. And Kelsey's like, yeah, well, there's some clams that are more underground, so you just have to wait for the air bubble to come up. I'm like, I guarantee those clams are burrowing away from your garbage foot, because that's all I can think of is
no kidding. Step on the beach, all jump up and try and get out of there as fast as they can.
I know. They're like, the garbage foot is back. Everyone burrow.
So Kelsey's like, it's the end of summer. And like, every, I don't know if you know this, but I know it because just Rula had an end of summer party because she hadn't had one yet. But it's end of summer. And like, we should have a trip to Block Island because everyone's relationships have been all over the map, especially Liz and Joellen, the little issues. Like, you know, as me, as the friend, I'm responsible to bring them together. So they're talking about how special Block Island is. And they're going to.
There's no better island for this group of dimwits than someplace called Block Island, because that's basically what's all heading there. Yeah. Bunch of blocks.
Yeah. So they're like, now we're gonna have our big finale at Block Island, guys. And then we go to Joellen's house, and she's packing stuff, and the son lays on the bed, and she's like, we're going to Block Island. I want to make sure my mom's ready with the kids, okay?
Gary's like, how many nights? Just one? Should I bring any portfolios for mortgages? And she's like, yeah, it's just gonna be one night.
Okay, for you guys over there, Block Island, you know, a real important place for ladies to bond. And I just want everybody to know interest rates are low. Could they be lower? Possibly. I don't see it happening anytime soon.
Gary, take your shirt off. Stop talking about mortgages. So they're doing only like one night at Block Island. Jeez. So, but everyone's going. All the husbands, too, because, you know, Bravo likes to have a few of these shows on per year where the husbands have, like, a big role. So they're all going to come, and Gary's like, everyone's going. Rula's going. She's like, Rula and Brian are going, and I think Brian's going. Yeah, so they're going to be there. And he's like, oh, and what about Queen Bee Elizabeth? When was the last time you seen her? How about that?
So she's saying how awful Liz was to her. Just awful. But this friendship means something to me, and I'm going to try and fix it. I'm going to try and fix it no matter what. I never let anybody talk to me like that, but it's Liz. We're friends. We're friends to the end.
So, I love when she goes, she was awful. Awful.
Awful. Yeah, but if she's the type of person that says super mean things in the heat of the comment, that retracts it after and says I went a little over the top, she's like, are you trying to turn this around on me, Gary? It's like, I'm just saying.
So then Kelsey is, we're back on the beach, the clam squad. And Kelsey's like, so how are you going to deal with Joellen on Block Island? She's like,
yeah, you know, whatever she brings, I'll do it by the moment. You know what I mean? I think for me, her weight is lifted, so she can come at me and say whatever. But like the worst of the worst, I put my hands on her, it's never okay. I did this. I'll handle it in the moment. But like, I think I really don't care, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, well, I deserve an apology. Joellen's like, I will get an apology. And he's like, I don't think she's going to give you any apology. You know, she doesn't seem like the apologizing type.
Well, maybe when she's had time to sit and think about this and how awful she was.
So then Kelsey, back at the clams, Kelsey's like, have you ever felt so far that you're actually wrong on something, by the way? You know, with all these ongoing issues.
Don't say the word ongoing. What's wrong with you, Kelsey?
She goes, yeah, so have you ever been wrong, Liz? And Liz goes,
nah.
No. I'm never wrong. All right, Sheila, my reactions can be fucked up. I know, but I know that they come from a place of me looking over my shoulder. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just rich that when someone hurts you becomes the victim. Like Joellen has a crazy way of doing something insanely bad to you, and then you react, and then she comes back to you like, oh, you hurt me, you hurt me. I'm like, Liz, do you even hear the words that you're saying?
That's a nut.
It's like, sure, I said some terrible things I didn't expect to say, but you walked in there expecting to say these things to me, and what I'm saying is you deserved it, and that's that.
I think a lot of that is me responding to something that I think was premeditated, because you can call that paranoia, but like even paranoids have enemies. So Liz is saying that night she got mad. She said stuff sort of, you know, unexpectedly, like because she was so emotional, but Joellen was intending to say all that stuff.
Yeah, so it counts because okay. Joellen meant it, but Liz didn't. So it counts.
Sure, tracks, sounds great.
Meanwhile Joellen's like, oh my god, she fights with everybody. She fought with Kelsey. We see the Studio 54. I'm going see Waldino. She fought with
Alicia.
Who else? Yeah,
Alicia.
We see a clip of that. We see now look at her, now she's fighting with me. This time it's me, and how many times can I keep getting knocked back down? He's like, you gotta put it to bed though, because he's going to be on an island. He can't go nowhere.
Block Island. Well, the big season finale is this Sunday. So we will see what will happen on Block Island. It's great.
God help us all. All right, loving the season. Thanks so much for being here. We will see you in a little while for Amazon Live and Crappy Hour. And then we'll be back tomorrow with some Below Deck Mediterranean.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with K. Rob.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.